I completely watch Bob Ross reruns every single morning for the purpose of relaxing, for the purpose of not thinking about good or bad, just to get away from everything. And that's the God's honest truth.
But isn't that fantastic? That easy. You can complete a scene in a half an hour or so, or however long it takes. It looks like you're deep, deep in the woods, and you're in there with all of God's little creatures, and it's a super day.
He just has that attitude, whether I know the guy or not. And people will say this about people they hear on the radio or when they watch movies, but they feel like they know the person.
Now, you know me. I always like to have a little cabin. Let's build this little cabin right about here.
I have no idea who Bob Ross is when he goes home and takes off his shoes.
Over here is where you'd want to take your shoes off and run through there with naked foot.
All I know is that he helped me get through a time, you know, there was a lot of things that helped me, but he was an absolute piece of that puzzle that was like, all right, you know, some people go for a jog. Some people do this. I was not jogging. I was watching Bob Ross.
The joy of Bob Ross isn't just about celebrating a kind and amazing human. It's about celebrating a feeling associated with Bob Ross that lifts us up. For a lot of folks, it's medicine. The joy isn't reserved for the people who knew Bob or the painters who learned his technique. The joy of Bob Ross is for everyone, and it can be found most anywhere.
Watching his shows, listening to his voice, watching as simple as a brush stroke, just go, oh, I feel serene, I feel relaxed.
Mo on the Radio is the afternoon DJ for Tampa's country station, 99.5 QYK.
I am just happy there's no cameras here in the studio, because I was just dancing like an idiot. Oh, it's commercial-free new country, 99.5 QYK.
I got to know Mo when we both worked at a much bigger radio station.
From the top of the Empire State Building.
Just after 3 in New York City, it's Mo and the world-famous Z100. Oh my goodness, 2 hours completely commercial-free. That feels really good.
Very fast-moving, big radio station, larger than life, and that consumes you.
Mo and I had a lot of fun. We shared a lot of feasts during our long careers in New York. It consumed us, and we consumed it. Leaving it all behind felt like a bit of a bravery test.
Be brave. Shoot. We'll just drop right in there. Bring that right up. Something like that. And just smooth that out.
So I had to come down off that quote-unquote high and realize that that wasn't my life. That doesn't have to be the only thing in my life. That other things matter.
One of the things that matters most to Mo is family. And after losing his job and then his dad, he leaves New York's rat race behind to be closer to his mom in Tampa. The intent? To slow life down, to regroup and recover from some trauma. Some of us meditate. Some of us sit on the porch with a cup of coffee and watch the birds. Mo's new day-to-day life in Florida starts with the Bob Ross channel on Pluto TV and a different sort of zen.
It's our world and we can do anything here that we want to do.
Mo becomes calmer. His fog begins to clear. And soon, happy little Mo starts to grow.
You know what we need? You know, don't you? We need a tree.
And down in Tampa, Mo on the Radio is ready to branch out, to take that next big and totally obvious step in his broadcasting career.
And let's have a bravery test right now. Here we go.
And I started working at a dialysis center. No experience whatsoever.
Wait, what?
And I'm making $14 an hour and super excited to get up at 4 a.m. every day to go to work. And I found out I love patients and seeing the same patients 3-4 days a week to have life-saving dialysis treatment, sticking people in the arm, I'm listening to their lung sounds. I'm doing things that I never thought that I would ever do and loved it, truly, truly loved it.
And normally, though, when you see a syringe coming at you, it sort of scares you a little bit. But in this case, when my little friends here see a syringe coming at them, they get excited. This just makes their whole day.
During that, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to college. Never once, Ron, have I ever went to college. I've never stepped foot in college. And so I'm going to go to nursing school. So I enrolled at a nursing school here. I had to do all my prereqs, just like you had to do back in the day. I was like, holy shit, I could do this.
See, you can do this. You can put all kinds of little things that you want in there. You can do it. On this canvas, you can do anything that you want to do. Total power.
I'm pulling chest tubes. I'm giving IVs. I'm giving B12 injections. I'm giving flu shots. I'm doing all this that no one would ever think that I was going
to
do.
That's why it's so fantastic to see people have success. Because it carries over into every part of your life. You learn that you can do anything. Absolutely can.
Enjoying a new chapter in Tampa, his life slowed down, his mind clearer. Mo gets a call from an old boss and an invitation to return to the airwaves. The folks who want Mo back on the radio tell him they have one condition.
We want the same show you did in New York. We want you to just have your personality. And that drew me in.
Commercial-free New Country 99.5 QYK. What's up, friends? It's me, Mo, on the radio, checking in on the weekend. Finally! Oh, it feels good.
Mo's afternoon drive show allows him his daily ritual of watching Bob Ross every morning. And of course, he still does.
Whether you had a paintbrush in your hand or not, he brought a sense of security, relaxation, and almost like a safe kind of feeling.
Little mountain goat's got to have a place to live too, you know. So give him maybe a little place to have him a little house. He wants to live up here where he's safe and nobody bothers him. I think that's what we all want. We want a place to live where we're safe. So does that little mountain goat.
I used it as a sense of therapy. And till this day, I'll be swiping through TikTok or Instagram and a Bob Ross thing will come on, like from his show, like little snippets or whatever you may find. And I stop. Till this day, I stop.
Today's such a wonderful day. Let's just take and make a happy little painting. We'll use a little bit of yellow ochre. We'll start with that. And let's go up in here and let's just very quickly put in a very beautiful little sky. It's very easy. Nothing to it.
That feeling, that just good feeling, you can't swipe away from that.
So why isn't Mo on the radio, Mo on the canvas? Has he at least thought about painting like Bob?
Absolutely. It kind of reminds me, you know, when you're a kid and you watch a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and then when you're done watching it, you start kicking everything around you. You're like, I'm the best freaking badass ever. And I could do every move in that thing.
I don't do that. I just quote all the lines from the movie.
That will make you Frank Dux.
No. It's Dux.
Gotcha. Like put up your dukes, right?
But go ahead. I'm glad you took it to another level. But
I did. I failed. But the point is, it gave me such a feeling and accomplishment that I could do what he or she just did on film. And Bob Ross brought that same type of sense. You definitely finish watching 12 episodes, whatever, however many you get through in one sitting. And then you go, wow, I could really try this. And I want to try it because he made it a good experience.
Take and put some bushes that come right over the path. See how that pushes it right down in there? We don't know where it goes back here. We don't care where it goes. It's just a happy little path that takes us back into a part of our painting that's very special to us.
I don't think it's something that tomorrow I'm going to go buy, you know, an easel and, you know, some beautiful oils and start, you know, painting and trying my hand at it. But if I was going to do that, if I ever got to a point where I stopped down, maybe had more time, Bob Ross would be the person to emulate.
It's a familiar place for Bob Ross believers to find themselves in, right on the precipice of painting. Most times, all it takes is a little nudge. For Mo on the radio, maybe this conversation will be that nudge. And even if it isn't, Mo has found his way back on the path with a little help from Bob, more relaxed, stronger in his faith, and in his belief that he can do anything.
You get lost in it, and it's just nothing of this earth. And I know that might sound super deep and weird, but that's the feeling that I had when I was watching it. I had a different appreciation for it when I was really watching hardcore. And that helped me out a lot.
So you make a decision. You make a decision when you do yours, where your mountain is, how soft it is. Or you can make it very distinct. It's up to you.
Most of us who love Bob Ross aren't painters ourselves. Maybe we're architects or postal workers, gym teachers or radio DJs who become nurses. No matter what we are or what we do, we all have hard times. We all make big decisions. And for millions of us, Bob Ross has been there to lighten our darkest times, share good vibes, and encourage us to stretch our abilities far beyond 18 by 24 inches of canvas. TwitchCon 2023. It's October 20th through the 22nd in Las Vegas.
You ever seen the desert after it comes a rain? And everything lights up.
Got your tickets? Make sure you stop by the Bob Ross booth and take your free Happy Little Painting class with us. Find out more at twitchcon.com. Here on the Bob Ross Podcast, we profile a lot of certified Ross instructors who teach Bob's wet-on-wet technique. We've met a few who knew Bob personally, proudly carrying his happy little torch of enlightenment and positivity into the 21st century. But what about the folks who want to learn to paint like Bob simply for personal enrichment?
This guy could be a little bonkos, really. Anyway, if you will, would you please welcome Kramer?
My name is Brandon Kramer. Although I always go by Kramer, anybody that knows me or any friends just know me as Kramer.
Meet Kramer.
Well, here's to feeling good all the time.
No, not that one.
But I was Kramer before Seinfeld, so I do feel like the OG in that sense. But
you're the original Kramer. I thought that was Larry
that's
David.
That's right.
Oh, no, Larry David was the original George.
Right. Look at you.
Kramer, don't start.
No. You're wasting your life.
I am not. What you call wasting, I call living. I'm living my life.
Well, okay.
When we started the Bob Ross Podcast, we created a podcast hotline.
Is Elvis alive? Judge for yourself by calling the 900 number on your television screen.
No, not that one. Ours is 866-FANBRUSH. All the coolest podcasts have hotlines, you know. And on the very first week we set up our happy little voicemail, we got a message from Kramer.
Bob Ross has always been a passion of mine. And if anything new comes out, or if there's a, like, I saw a magazine on a newsstand at the grocery store a while back when I was grocery shopping, standing in line, I'm like, ooh, add to cart. I need one of these.
Then one day, Kramer heard that there was a new podcast about Bob Ross.
And then I listened to it. And then by the end of it, kind of brought up so many fond memories of like my Bob Ross journey. And then when you put out, you're like, yeah, so if you've got a Bob Ross story to tell, go ahead and call this, you know, fan line. I was like, oh, boop, 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 boop. Done. Got it.
As you can probably already tell, like the other Kramer, this one's a character. He also happens to be a certified Bob Ross instructor. So what inspired Kramer's excellent Bob Ross adventure? And when did it begin? To find out, we have to go back to the 80s.
Four Angles, what are you doing up there?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Building a treehouse.
Uh-huh. You come down here this minute and get yourself off to school.
You come down here this
minute. Laura!
I'm coming.
Nope, not the 1880s. Jeepers, what is wrong with this thing today? Hold on. To work! Okay, let's try again. Back to the 80s and whatnot.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the 18th Joy of Painting series. First of all, let me thank you for inviting me back for another series of painting shows. And if this is your first time with us, allow me to extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your big brushes and few colors and paint along with us each week as we put some of nature's masterpieces on canvas.
I was at my babysitter's house, just plopped down in front of the TV. Bob Ross came on and he did one of his paintings. And for 30 minutes, I was blown away, absolutely mesmerized, like, whoa.
Look at there. Do you ever think you could make a mountain that easy? That was that effective? And you can just keep adding more and more detail. It's almost unbelievable what you can create with just a big old knife.
He created like this little world that was so interesting to me for those 30 minutes. And I just remember like walking away from that, like wanting so much more. I'm like, oh, it was 2 hours long.
Kramer's babysitter had her own kids with their own tastes.
Her son was like, I don't know, he's probably like 4 or 5 years older than me. So he's probably about 14 or something like that. He wanted to watch MTV, like, Top 10 Countdown. So I was in constant opposition with him because he was always trying to turn it.
Now, sometimes when I'm walking through the woods...
And owing to the movie's success as the grooving...
...see this beautiful glow coming right through the tree...
...the number 10 spot after 2 weeks on the countdown with their latest release...
...they sort of just disappear into it. And that's the effect I was trying...
Just like in life, sometimes Kramer won this battle... Sometimes he lost.
The video that came on first was Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. He was so pleased with himself, and I'm like, what is this BS? I don't want to listen to Billy. I want to listen to Bob.
Let's go right up in here and play with the fire a little bit. I got in trouble for playing in fire when I was young. Today we can do it.
From that point on, Kramer tuned out music and turned on Bob at home
whenever he could.
You had to tune in at the proper time. It's not like you could just go to YouTube, click over and binge watch all the episodes. So I watched it as much as I could growing up. And then that really lit my fire, air quotes, for painting.
The Christmas after Kramer first laid eyes on the joy of painting, his working class mom buys him a Bob Ross master painting set.
Christmas is always a happy time.
A special gift that set Kramer on his happy little path. Maybe not quite yet.
Just kind of stopped at it because I couldn't get the results that I wanted to. So I stopped painting for like 10 years. Did a tour in the Marine Corps and then got out. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I moved to Colorado.
The CRI journey is rarely a straight line. Sometimes fires need to be rekindled.
And I couldn't even tell you why I was in Hobby Lobby that day, but I was walking through there and there was a lady, a CRI by the name of Debbie Daniel. And she was doing what she calls the Bob Ross make and take. She was doing this just to cultivate new students that were coming through there. And she would do like a single tree in a mountain scene with a lake on like an 8x10 canvas or something like that. All right, yeah, let's do a Bob Ross one. And I did one. I was like, oh, this is great.
All kinds of things just happen automatically. And you don't even have to worry about it or think about it. It just happens. Just let it go. Very quickly, with a little practice, you learn to use anything that happens here. And that's when it's really fun.
It was like scratching the itch that I've been wanting ever since I was 9 years old.
Kramer kept coming back to paint with Debbie every Saturday. And on one of those Saturdays, Debbie said,
yeah, you can become a certified Bob Ross painting instructor. You go down to New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and learn what it's all about and be certified.
That's no joke.
And then,
after I graduated from college, my mom was like, is there something that you want for graduation or some kind of trip you'd like to take?
I live in Florida most of the time now, and you can take like and cut a map of Florida out of contact paper and put it on there and paint a nice Florida scene. And when you peel it off, whew, it's beautiful, beautiful.
My roommate, Kyle, he had a broken foot at the time, so he couldn't work. I was like, hey, listen, I'm going down to Florida for a month to go to this Bob Ross painting course. And right there, it didn't matter who you were talking to. It could be a complete stranger or a family member. They would interrupt you right there like, whoa, you're going for a month to paint happy trees? I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's very easy to learn to paint. Very easy. Shoot, we'll teach you to paint right here.
Kramer invites Kyle to join him in Florida. Two adventurers taking the long drive across the country. Determined to get to the Bob Ross workshop as quickly as possible so that Kramer can begin his training. Well, not before they make a pit stop.
No sleep, got straight to Bourbon Street, threw our things in the room, partied on Bourbon Street all night long, got like 2 hours of sleep. I'm like, all right, well, we got to get going because I gotta get to Bob Ross.
Sometimes we're painting scenes from Florida, Louisiana, etc. You have that beautiful grass that grows in the water.
Kramer's night in New Orleans could be considered a one-night-only treat, a rite of passage for a young college graduate, or maybe a harbinger of things to come.
And I can remember like pushing into the panhandle of Florida. There was like a billboard that said, swim with dolphins, wild dolphins. I was like, Kyle, I need this.
Dolphins!
And once Kramer finally toweled off and settled into his New Smyrna Beach condo, it was he who became the attraction.
The rumor was like, oh man, did you hear Kramer? He's got a place down on the beach down there in Florida, free place to stay, extra bedrooms, and he's just painting all day. And Kyle's just, there is this ridiculous party.
Maybe he's got a friend. Lives right there with him. Who knows? Maybe he's got two friends. He's a popular little cactus. Shoot, maybe he's got a party going on here. Who knows?
So every week for the next month, it was like a welcome aboard party. Like, and then like 3 days later, it'd be like a hail and farewell party. And then the next person would come. And I had a half a dozen friends that came down there throughout that month. Cannonball!
Maybe there's some little stones. See here? Live right out here in the water. Just some happy little stones.
The obvious question here is, how did all the fun and frivolity affect Kramer's ability to paint?
That kind of translated also into interesting conversations with the other like people in the course. Kramer, what did you get into last night? I'm like, oh my God. Lucille, you have no idea. I was down on Flagler Avenue until 4 o'clock in the morning, partying my ass off. And then they dropped me off in my condo. I only got 2 hours of sleep. I guess I'm painting now.
There's that one kid in every class.
Party all the time, party all the time. My girl likes to party all the time.
All right, have a seat.
But once inside the Bob Ross workshop,
Under the tutelage of CRI Doug Hallgren, Kramer channeled his enthusiasm in a different way.
It was pretty intense. At the same time, though, I was thrilled to be there. If it was a course that, like, I was not that excited about, I wouldn't even be able to get out of bed. I'd be like, I just went to bed 2 hours ago. I'm not waking up to do whatever. But the fact that it was like, oh, tomorrow we're using the one-inch round brush, and Doug's going to wear, like, you'd know the compositions that were coming up the next day, that always, like, kept the fire burning. And I would just get, like, a breakfast burrito in the morning and an energy drink.
All you need is a little practice, the right equipment, and off you go.
Over the course of the next 3 weeks, Kramer gets certified. He would have never made the journey, would never have had this celebration of life and of art, without inspiration from Bob.
You know, if he paints a dark forest with a path that kind of goes through there and you don't really know where that goes, I feel like he's cultivating something in your mind that you're like, wow, that's a really cool spot. Maybe I'd like to go there.
We don't know where this path goes. It just goes on around the corner, maybe. On around the corner.
There's something about that style of painting and what he cultivated that I feel like nobody else can do.
These days, Kramer is a financial advisor. He's into woodworking, he spends lots of time out in nature, and he still paints. Kramer's journey to become a certified Bob Ross instructor wasn't a forever thing, but it was a destiny fulfilled.
It was sort of like closing the chapter on something that I'd been pursuing longer than I had in my life, and it felt good to get down there and just check that box.
A commemoration of a single working parent's selfless gift, and a tribute to a mother who made her son's happy little wish come true.
So in the end, Mom did get me Bob Ross painting lessons. It just took a couple of decades to make that come to fruition.
And an icebreaker for a guy who doesn't sound like he needs much help in that area, but who doesn't mind adding a little color to his conversations.
On my desk at work, I've got a Bob Ross bobblehead where you push the button. It's like, hi, I'm Bob Ross. People are like, I love that guy.
Painting should be fun. It should be something that makes you just enjoy life. And one thing that painting will do for you, I get letters every day that attest to this. Painting will make you see nature. People write and they tell me there's been a tree living in my front yard for 20 years and I never saw it. Never saw it until I started painting. And I went out the other day and I made friends with the old tree in the yard. And I understand him now. I see color, I see shape, I see why he's so special in God's world. And painting can open these doors for you.
The old clock at the beach tells me we've got another finished podcast episode. I want to thank my guests, Mo on the Radio and Kramer. This happy little episode was produced with help from James Shapiro at Jansen Media and mixed by digital sound and video of Daytona Beach, Florida. Support your local public television station and say thanks for giving us Bob Ross and the Joy of Painting. Want to show us your paintings? Use hashtag PaintLikeBobRoss. Bob Ross certified instructors, they're the only ones that know how to teach you Bob's world-famous painting method. Don't settle for second best. Find a local CRI at BobRoss.com and then click Take a Class. And if you got your own Bob Ross story to tell, you can leave us a message at 866-FANBRUSH or email us at podcast@BobRoss.com. And follow us on Facebook at The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. I'm Ron Scalzo. The Joy of Bob Ross is written and produced by me, Ron Scalzo, in partnership with Bob Ross, Inc. Bob Ross name and images are registered trademarks of Bob Ross, Inc.